Donald Trump could soon face something he has spent years avoiding. Telling the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, his $10 billion lawsuit against the BBC might force him onto the witness stand. Lawyers for the broadcaster are reportedly preparing an aggressive defense, and that could mean direct questions about his actions during the Capitol riot of the 6th of January, 2021. No congressional committee has done it, no prosecutor, no journalist, but this lawsuit could, a source close to the case said. The moment Trump filed this case, he opened the door. He thinks he can attack the BBC for $10 billion, but he could expose himself to questioning that could finally pin down what he did, what he knew, and when. Trump has filed two $5 billion claims against the BBC over how it edited his 6th of January speech in Washington, D.C. One suit is for defamation, the other, for violation of trade practices. The BBC has apologized for the edit, but refused to pay damages. Trump insists the edit was part of a deliberate effort to sabotage his 2024 campaign. A BBC spokesperson said, as we have made clear previously, we will be defending this case. A U.S. legal source added, Trump thinks this lawsuit puts the BBC on trial. In reality, it puts him on the stand. He has finally walked into a process he cannot control with a tweet or a rally. The BBC is expected to file discovery requests, internal communications about the Panorama episode, emails, memos, drafts, and briefing notes covering the 6th of January. Every answer, every document, every sworn statement, legally binding. Any falsehood could bring perjury charges. If Trump wants billions, the source said, he's going to have to pay for it in disclosure. He's never faced questioning like this. The evidence demands will be relentless. No one has ever been able to pin Trump down on his movements during the riot. If the BBC's legal team deposes him, that changes. They'll have him answering for every minute. The dispute centers on Panorama's version of Trump's the 6th of January speech. The broadcast showed him urging supporters to march on the Capitol and fight like hell, but it omitted his instruction to protest peacefully. BBC lawyers argue the suit has no merit. Panorama never aired in the US. It was geo-blocked online. American viewers couldn't see it. And, they note, Trump still won the 2024 election, undermining claims of overwhelming reputational harm. Gregory Germain, a law professor at Syracuse University, says Trump's case is doomed. The facts were not false. He said editing video to change the order of quotes to make a point. That's what video editors do every day. Still, the lawsuit, filed in Florida on Monday, poses a risk for the BBC. Florida is the same district where Hulk Hogan's defamation victory drove Gawker Media into bankruptcy. Media analyst Michael J. Sokolow compared the new case to Trump's past battles. ABC paid over $11 million after George Stephanopoulos incorrectly said Trump had been found liable for rape. Paramount, CBS's parent company, settled a $12 million claim over an edited Kamala Harris interview, a move insiders called corporate strategy, not legal necessity. Other outlets have chosen to fight. The Wall Street Journal, owned by Rupert Murdoch, is currently banned from Air Force One while battling a $7 billion suit over its Epstein coverage. A White House official hinted BBC journalists could face similar reprisals. The BBC must weigh its options carefully. Fight the lawsuit, and risk fueling claims of bias. Settle, and face the anger of British licensor fee payers, handing cash to an American president. They need a very sophisticated political persuasion campaign, Sokolow said, much more than a sophisticated legal defense. The 6th of January, 2021. Thousands of Trump supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol, protesting his loss to Joe Biden in the 2020 election. Trump called the election a fraud, but has always denied inspiring the rioters.